This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares an excerpt from her new audiobook, Generation to Generation, about the Jewish holiday of Shavuot, also known as Pentecost, and what this observance teaches us about gratitude and thankfulness.
Judaism's oral tradition provides a beautiful description of what bringing the first fruits looked like in temple times. When an Israelite saw the first emergence of one of the seven species of the land, wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, or dates, as designated in Deuteronomy 8:8, he tied a string around it, designating it as his first fruits. On Shavuot, these first fruits were presented to God at the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, or before temple times at the tabernacle. With great pomp and pageantry, the people traveled to Jerusalem with their first fruits in a basket on their shoulders, along with an ox adorned with gilded horns and a crown of olive tree branches to lead the way. At the temple, the first fruits were given to the priest, and the pilgrim recited a prescribed biblical message from Deuteronomy 26:5-10, remembering the past difficulties that the nation of Israel encountered from the time of the patriarch Jacob until they settled in the Promised Land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The ceremony concluded with giving thanks to God for the land and the fruit of the land and rejoicing in God's goodness.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.